From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. At least three dozen people were killed and 40 inmates escaped in a prison break north of the Iraqi capital Baghdad on Saturday. Islamic State militants claim responsibility, but Iraqi authorities have been reluctant to confirm that. Reports say that some 30 Islamic State members were among those who escaped. President Obama's efforts to reach a nuclear deal with Iran and Tehran's involvement in conflicts in Yemen to Syria have heightened concerns among Washington's allies in the Persian Gulf. He will try to allay those concerns when he hosts a summit this week of the six Sunni-led member states of the Gulf Cooperation Council. Luis Ramirez reports.
For leaders of the Gulf country, scenes of Iranian-supported Houthi rebels overrunning Yemen's capital and driving out its U.S.-backed government this year were a sign of the rising threat from Iran. And they come to the summit seeking reassurances of U.S. backing. President Obama's argument is that negotiating a nuclear arrangement with Iran will by itself mean security for them.
I'm convinced that if this framework leads to a final comprehensive deal, it will make our country, our allies, and our world safer.
But America's partners in the Persian Gulf region are not so sure. While no treaty will be signed, President Obama does plan to talk with the Gulf leaders about building up their defense capabilities. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the White House.
World Health Organization has declared Liberia free of the Ebola virus. The move comes after Liberia reported no new cases in 42 days. Sierra Leone and Guinea have each reported 9 cases of the disease last week. Ebola now has killed more than 10,600 people, mostly in West Africa. This is VOA News. United States has threatened to impose sanctions on individuals in Burundi who are fueling election-related violence. VOA's Margaret Bashir reports that a U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, said the government of Burundi has a window of opportunity to bring the violence to a halt.
Following the third meeting in the past month on the escalating violence in Burundi, Ambassador Power told reporters that the international community has urged President Pierre Nkurunziza to put his people ahead of his personal desire to seek a third term.
I think the message from the international community was loud and clear, and it's a message that he has chosen not to hear.
Opposition parties and protesters say that by seeking re-election, the president is violating a two-term limit in the Constitution. The Constitutional Court ruled otherwise on Tuesday. However, Ambassador Power said a lack of judicial impartiality led to that decision. She pointed to the testimony of the vice president of the Constitutional Court, who fled to Rwanda this week, saying the judges were subjected to tremendous pressure and even death threats. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Macedonian authorities say a number of police officers have been killed and more than 30 others wounded in a day-long gun battle with unidentified gunmen in an ethnic Albanian area near the borders of Kosovo and Serbia. Macedonian International News Agency said 4 terrorists had been killed and that another had committed suicide to avoid capture. Others are said to have surrendered to police, and there is no immediate word on civilian casualties. Ethnic Albanians, who make up about 25% of Macedonia's 2 million people, took up arms in 2001, demanding more rights. The conflict was resolved after 6 months with a Western-brokered peace deal that granted more rights to the ethnic Albanian minority. Thousands of protesters clashed with riot police last week in Skopje, where political tensions have simmered since the allegations of electoral fraud in the year 2014 elections. United States State Department has urged North Korea to refrain from actions that raise regional tensions. That came after Pyongyang said it successfully test-fired a submarine-based ballistic missile. More than 1,000 people have evacuated their homes as Typhoon Noel approaches the northern Philippines. The government is warning that flash floods, landslides, and tsunami-like storm surges are possible, storm-packing gusting winds of 205 kilometers per hour. And the southeastern U.S. coast is bracing for heavy rain from Tropical Storm Anna, the first named storm of the 2015 Atlantic season. It's heading to the states of North and South Carolina, and currently it has 95 kilometer per hour winds.
That's the latest world news from VOA.